guest joining us today here on our big broadcast. She joins us live. Georgia Yamano is with us. She is fantastic, and she is quite the dynamo. Thanks for being with us today, my friend. You're amazing.
Oh, well, thank you. So are you.
So, Georgia, you have a fascinating book out there. You're an animal lover, which is a good thing. You're also the author of acclaimed book, Terriers in the Jungle. You spoke recently with us about your love for dogs, but today we're talking about elephants. Tell us a little bit about elephants.
That's right. Oh, yes, I love to talk about elephants. Elephants are, that's the reason that the book exists, is because I took my dogs over to help save elephants in Africa. And so it was kind of a humorous thing for a small dog to try to save an elephant. But behind that, there's a bigger story about elephants and how, you know, they're the largest land mammal. They have the biggest brain. They have created our world, because they've been on the earth thousands of years longer than humans.
Yes.
And because of their size and just because of their social life, where they live in herds and they're very gentle and they're vegetarian, they walk all the time. And every time they walk, they eat. They eat, you know, like 20 hours a day they're eating, because they're so big, they need to eat. And also, their digestive system isn't that great, so they have to eat a lot in order to digest what they need. And so they're always eating different plants and trees, and then they keep walking, and then they start pooping as they walk. And the poop contains lots of undigested seeds. So that's how new forests have grown up around the world. And they used to be in every continent. So our forests, a lot of them are largely due to the movement of elephants.
That's awesome.
And
that's fantastic.
Isn't that incredible? And even today, I was recently reading on the International Monetary Fund. They took a they were studying these forest elephants in Africa, and it turns out that one elephant, because of what they are contributing to the forest, not just in growing new ones, but as they go through the thick forest, they kind of knock down the small growth, and that's very beneficial, it turns out, because it makes pathways for the other animals. And besides that, it allows the bigger growth to get even bigger, and so the trees are able to hold more carbon. So as far as carbon capture, which is one of the big topics today in climate change, elephants are huge contributors if we would let them live and be in the wild where they belong.
We have got a great guest with us today. Georgia Yamano is with us. She joins us live. This past weekend, she was featured at the Los Angeles Times Festival of Books on the campus of USC. And talk to us about this experience.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. People were coming up and they wanted to know about the book, and a lot of, you know, people who had read the book, they said they learn a lot, because it's a novel, and it's about the little dogs. It's told from the point of view of the two dogs, but the dogs are learning about conservation when they're in Africa, and they're experiencing firsthand contact with all these animals. And so the reader not only gets the intimate story of the dogs and what they think and feel, which is sometimes very humorous, but they learn so much, like the dogs are learning. And many people have told me this book should become a movie. They could really picture it as a Disney movie. So I'm hoping that producers out there will, you know, get on board.
We have got a great guest with us today. Georgia Yamano is with us. So this latest book, tell us about the writing process for this book.
Oh, well, I actually started writing it when I was living in Kenya. And I brought my two little rescue dogs. And I noticed that they were having their own adventures with animals. And some of them were quite humorous. And so I just started writing them down, and then it just developed into a book because I kept writing. And then after I got home, I continued to write, and the story continued a little bit after we got home. And it was my first novel. You know, my husband has written about 12 novels, and he's won many awards, Gerald Everett Jones. He also wrote a novel about being in Kenya called Harry Harambee's Kenyan Sundowner. And it's a much different story than my story. But he's won several awards from that. So I finally won my first award from the Book Fest, first prize for animal fiction. So maybe I'll catch up with him someday.
We have got a great guest with us today. Georgia Yamano is with us. She joins us here on our big broadcast. She is amazing. She has a master's degree from New York University in educational theater, and she joins us today here on our big broadcast. So this book, incredibly well written. Tell me a little bit about some of the feedback you've gotten in the book so far.
Well, people have said it made them laugh and it made them cry because, you know, it's easy to read. People are very easy to read. And I didn't write it for children. I wrote it for adults, but because it has so much information in there about conservation. But many people have told me, oh, this would be good for my child or my grandchild, and I'm giving it to them after I read it. And even my friend who used to be a librarian at Yale, she says, oh, my six-year-old grandson would love this. 6 years old, well, that's a new one. But I guess he's very erudite like his family.
We have got a great guest with us today. She joins us live here on our big broadcast. So what inspired you to write your very first book?
Well, you know, when I went to Africa, I've done a lot of acting over the years, and I was thinking that I'd like to do some kind of a project when I was there. I was actually thinking more of like a video project, because I noticed in Kenya, where I had been several times as a journalist, that they have certain problems like human-animal conflict. They have it in one part of the country, and they find some solutions for it, like beekeeping, which keeps the elephants all away from the crops, and other things. And on another part of the country, I would talk to people that had the same problem. They didn't know what the people on the other side of the country were doing. So that was my original idea, was to create some kind of a show where I could talk to people on different parts of the country, and then everybody could learn more. But it became too difficult because I'm not a videographer myself, and I didn't have a videographer with me or the equipment. And so the little bit that I tried to do was kind of it was awkward, and I don't have all the proper skills for that. But, you know, I was happy when I started writing because I knew something was going to come out of this that I could share with other people.
We've got Georgia Yamano with us today. She joins us live here on our big broadcast, and she's had a tremendous acting career. It started in New York. She always leaned towards comedy. She was on the episodes of the short-lived sitcom with Ed Asner, Off the Rack, and title character in a very popular award-winning short film, The Godmother, and she did stand-up comedy in 12 states, and she joins us today here on our big program talking about her latest book. So is there a message in this book that you want readers to grasp?
I'd say my overarching message is to love and appreciate animals, to realize that they have consciousness, and to respect them for that, and try to and don't just use them, or don't take animals from the wild and put them in zoos. So, my great love for my dogs comes through, I think, because it shows that the dogs are also very smart and thinking beings.
We have got a fantastic guest with us today. Georgia Yamano is with us here on our big program. She is amazing. She has some incredible books out there. So this book that you've got out, the current one about elephants, what are some of your goals for this book?
Well, I hope that to be able to just help. There's a big movement of people now are starting to appreciate animals more. More people are starting to become vegetarians and vegans, and more people are realizing that we've been cruel as a race to many animals. And I want people to just stop and think and, you know, just raise their consciousness to see that we're all beings on this earth. You know, we all have our individual lives to live, and we don't have any business destroying other beings. And I think that the other beings are diminishing. As we know, there's an extinction crisis going on, and it's almost completely due to human beings. So it's just kind of a gentle story that also makes you think and feel things about animals.
It is a great guest. She joins us today. Georgia Yamano is with us here in our big broadcast. So now that you've written your second book here, do you see writing as a career?
Well, actually, it's not my second book. It's my first book. They're all the things I'm talking about are inside the one book, Terriers in the Jungle.
Fantastic.
And my goal for the book is to become a movie right now. So I'm working on a treatment and maybe possibly a musical. I'm putting down some ideas for music, and I think it would make a great movie. And so my focus right now is not in writing another book, but in creating another venue for this story.
We have got a great guest with us today. Georgia Yamano is with us. She joins us live here on our big broadcast. So is there anything you find particularly challenging in writing this book?
Yeah, I mean, it was my first novel. So, you know, there were many rewrites and going through. And, you know, one thing I learned, because I took a lot of classes in screenwriting years ago at UCLA Extension, and I had a great teacher, Golda David. She was the first woman producer at Disney, and she taught me to just write. When you have an idea, when you have a feeling, just write. Don't worry about how it fits into the story, or your grammar, or your vocabulary, or anything. Just get it out of you, onto the paper, because all of that reformatting and, you know, enhancing the words, all that comes later. And if you start trying to do everything when you write, you'll get writer's block, because, you know, you can always improve something, but your first swipe is just to get something that you feel out of you, and then later you can go back and make it fancier if you want to. So that was a big help for me, and that's what I tell people when they ask me the best writing advice I ever got.
We have got a great guest with us today. She joins us live. Georgia Yamano is with us. She is on our big broadcast here today, and this book, incredibly well written. You've put a lot of time an effort into this book. Do you recall how your interest in writing originated?
Oh, well, I guess it was when I was young. I would write things on my own, and then I went to an all girls Catholic high school, and I had a very quirky but interesting English teacher. A young nun, and she told us to write a story, a class, about the new shrine that they had just made in Washington. And I wrote one, and she got my essay, and she read it in front of the class. And it was like, you know, I was just kind of mortifying at first, because I had never had anybody read my writing out loud. And but it was also a huge encouragement for me to go in that direction. And after that, I started writing kind of a journal and little diaries and stuff, and it's sort of little stories. But I don't know. I didn't realize that that was something that you could focus on for your life. You know, my mother and father were divorced, and my mother was a very busy woman. She was a secretary who really got a lot farther ahead in the State Department in Washington, D.C., and she really didn't know much about college or careers. I mean, she was like at the time of the Depression, and she took whatever job she could get, you know. So she was always worried that she always thought I should become a secretary, which is something that I absolutely hate. So it just took me a while to find my talents.
We have got a great guest with us today. She joins us live. She is fantastic. Georgia Yamano is with us. So who is your favorite author, and what kind of give us some details on that? Who kind of inspired you as far as favorite authors and things like this?
Well, you know, there was a novel I read a long time ago called Cry of the Beloved Country, and it was actually about South Africa. And I mean, I had never been to Africa or thought about Africa, so it was just such a fascinating thing to me that it just...
Fantastic.
You know, yes. I just kind of stayed with me for a long time. And, you know, funny enough, when I was little, I used to dream that I was running through a jungle all the time. And then when I was a young woman, I had a past life experience where I was in Africa, and I was my mother was killed by an elephant hunter, and I was running through the jungle just like in my dreams, and I was saved by a herd of elephants and raised by elephants. And every time my husband and I would travel, I would look for that jungle that was in my mind, you know, in my dreams when I was a long time ago. But it had happened so much that I just felt like I would recognize it if I saw it. And after about four trips to Kenya, I did see it. It was in one of the national parks. And I just felt so mystical and overwhelmed to be there. And I was writing some poetry, and I just kind of meditating, and I realized when I was thinking about that past life experience that I always thought I was a child in the past life regression, but I realized that elephants do not raise human children. So, and also, why would my mother have been killed by a very specifically elephant hunter? So I realized that I think I was actually an elephant in a past life. And, you know, when I met elephants in person, I was another like kind of mystical experience. Like I had this baby elephant that I adopted, and just to stay there with her, I could feel the energy coming out of her brain. They have such big brains, and it was just such an amazing experience that I just feel very, very close to elephants.
We have got a great guest with us today. Georgia Yamano is with us. She is fantastic, and she joins us today here in a broadcast. So what with this book, what are some of your goals for this book? I know you mentioned a movie. Tell us a little bit more about the movie situation.
Well, I don't know yet. I've met a couple of producers. I have a friend who wants to produce the movie. She says, so we'll see how it goes, you know. And also I'm trying to show it to other producers, and just, I think a lot of it is making the right contacts. And also, like I said, I started outlining, I don't know how much to write. Should I write the whole screenplay? Should I write it as a musical? Should I, and people have told me different things, but they said, well, probably better to write kind of a treatment to show them how it would look on the screen. So that's what I'm working on right now. I'm very excited about it, about the prospect of it. I think it would really appeal to a lot of people, just like the book does. And I just would want to keep some control over it because I want to make sure it doesn't get dumbed down. I mean, it could be like a cute little Lady and the Tramp story because my two dogs are kind of, they love each other so much. But I wanted to make sure it would get all the other meanings that are in the book or the major ones about conservation and elephants and everything. So, that's what I'm hoping for and that's what I'm working towards.
Well, it has been an honor and a privilege to once again have you on the show. Thanks for doing this, my friend, and thanks for coming on the program.
Oh, thank you. I know you ask such scintillating questions, and you do. I've had other interviews, but you really ask good questions that helps bring out the essence of the things that I think are important. So I thank you very much.
Well, you
are
amazing.
Thank you for having me again.
You are amazing, and I will talk to you soon. Have yourself a blessed, blessed day, my friend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you very much. There she goes. That is Georgia Yamano, and she joins us here on Bill Grunin' Young.